So we'll discuss a third. All of you are able to see the verse?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the text that describes the incarnation of Narada. Tritiya. This is text 8, chapter 3, canto 1. Okay. Tritiyam.
Tritiyam. Tritiyam. Tritiyam.
Rishi.
Rishi. Rishi. Rishi.
Sargam vai.
Sargam vai. Sargam vai. Sargam vai.
Devar shitvam.
Devar shitvam. Devar shitvam. Devar shitvam.
Upetyasa.
Upetyasa. Upetyasa. Upetyasa.
Tantram.
Tantram. Tantram. Tantram.
Satvatam.
Satvatam. Satvatam. Satvatam.
Achashta.
Naishkarmyam.
Karmanam.
Yatha.
Tritiyam Rishi Sargam Vai.
Tritiyam Rishi Sargam Vai. Tritiyam Rishi Sargam Vai. Tritiyam Rishi Sargam Vai.
Devarshitvam Upetyasa.
Devarshitvam Upetyasa. Devarshitvam Upetyasa. Devarshitvam Upetyasa.
Tantram Satvatam. Satvatam Achashta.
Tantram Satvatam Achashta.
Tantra Satvatam Achashta. Tantram Satvatam
Achashta.
Naishkarmyam Karmanam Yatha.
Naishkarmyam Karmanam Yatha. Naishkarmyam Karmanam Yatha. Naishkarmyam Karmanam Yatha.
Tritiyam Rishi Sargam Vai Devarshitvam Upetyasa. Tantram Satvatam Achashta. Naishkarmyam Karmanam Yatha.
Tritiyam Rishi Sargam Vai Devarshitvam Upetyasa. Tantram Satvatam Achashta. Naishkarmyam Karmanam Yatha.
Three times.
Tritiyam Rishi Sargam Vai Devarshitvam Upetyasa. Tantram Satvatam Achashta.
Tritiyam Rishi Sargam Vai Devarshitvam Upetyasa. Tantram Satvatam Achashta. Naishkarmyam Karmanam Yatha. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
And repeat after me. In the millennium.
In the millennium.
Of,
in the millennium.
Once. In the translation once. Of the rishis.
Of the rishis.
The, of the rishis.
The personality of Godhead,
personality of Godhead
accepted,
accepted
the third,
the third
empowered,
empowered
incarnation,
incarnation
in the form of,
in the form of
Devarshi,
Devarshi
Narada,
Narada
who is a great sage,
who is a great sage
among the demigods.
Among the demigods.
He collected
expositions
of the Vedas,
of the Vedas
which deal
with devotional service
and which inspire
non-fruitive action.
Okay, so today we will see the pastime of Narada Muni. Narada Muni is a transcendental spaceman. Okay, and he can fly anywhere, any place. He can fly in the spiritual world. He can go there, this planet, that planet, everywhere Narada Muni can go. And Narada Muni, wherever in the universe, if anybody desires in the heart that I want to understand Krishna, I want to understand what is bhakti, or I want to understand the absolute truth. So, what happens? Krishna in that person's heart sees his sincerity and informs Narada in Narada's heart that see, this person wants to know about Krishna, and he sends Narada Muni there. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam is about. Okay, so different, like for example, Dhruva, like that, there are so many devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam who have been given the knowledge of Krishna consciousness by Narada Muni. Okay, so once to Yudhishthir Maharaj, when Narada Muni was discussing Krishna conscious topics, at that time he explained to him about his previous past two lives. Okay, what he was in his previous life. So this is Narada Muni. Okay, so all of you are able to see.
Yes.
This is Narada Muni. So this is he's a transcendental spaceman. Okay, so this is how, see, he can fly to any place in the space. So, let me discuss about his first two previous past lives. So, he was telling to Yudhishthir Maharaj that two lifetimes before, I was a Gandharva called Upabarhana. What is the name?
Upabarhana.
Sit properly. If you sit, we are listening to Narada Muni's story, right? So, his name was Upabarhana. He was a Gandharva, okay, in the spiritual world. And what happened, there was, in spiritual world, there are different different programs, like how we have your get-togethers, like that in the spiritual world also, they get together to discuss Lord Krishna's pastimes, to sing about Lord Krishna, to glorify Lord Krishna. In one such program, what happened, Narada, the Upabarhana, he, at that time, he was going along with some ladies, okay, some girls and some ladies, they all were singing some songs which was not related to Lord Krishna, okay. And when they came to this place where the get together was going on, that time also Upabarhana, although there were many devotees who were sitting in the spiritual world who were singing the songs of the Lord, but still Upabarhana, he sang songs which did not describe Lord Krishna, it described the demigods. So what happened, one of the seniors over there, they cursed him that you are in the spiritual world and you are not glorifying Lord Krishna. So they cursed him that you become, you'll have to go to the earth planet. Okay, so when he got this curse, in the next lifetime, he became a son of a maid servant. Okay, so this is how, he was cursed. This is the picture of how Upabarhana was singing songs not related to Lord Krishna. And then this is the one he gets the curse. So immediately he was, this is the picture for getting curse. So what happened after getting curse, he was born as a son of a maid servant in the earth planet. Like this. Okay. So this is, he was there and his mother used to take care of him. She used to do some work at different places and whatever she could earn, with that she was taking care of him. But she was a very great devotee. She was very pious. And it was Chaturmas. Now Chaturmas will start from this month end. That time normally the saints, okay, they don't go, they don't travel to many places. They stay in one place. Why? Because when the rainy season comes, all the insects and all, they come from the ground, like earthworms and so many insects you see, isn't it? So when you walk, then you will stamp them and you will be responsible for killing them. So the saints don't like to do that. So that is why they stay at one place and they do the bhajan. For 4 months, they will not go to, like for example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stayed in Sri Rangam, right? Like that, different pastimes are there. So like that, this mother of this boy, she called the Bhakti Vedantas. There were saints. The saints are called Bhakti Vedantas. They came to her house and she used to serve them. They stayed at there. So what she used to do every day, she used to cook, offer to the Lord and then serve to these Bhakti Vedantas. And all this boy was watching. Whatever the parents do, we all watch, know what our mother is doing, what our father is doing, isn't it? So like that, this boy, he was watching his mother. She was earning, she was cooking with lot of love and then serving. So, and what he saw was these Bhakti Vedantas, all the time, what they were discussing. They were not discussing what is happening in the share market or what is happening in the IPL or what is there in WhatsApp or what. All these things they were not discussing. But they were discussing higher subject matters. They were discussing completely about Lord Krishna. So many topics. He was just hearing. A small boy, 5 years old. Who is here, 5 year old? Nobody. So, 5 years old and he was listening. And he saw that his mother was serving. Okay, he didn't say, oh, you're giving to them, you're not giving to me. No, he was waiting. And after she serves to them in the plates, then what we cook for the Lord is called bhogas. And then after offering, what we get is Mahaprasad. And that Mahaprasad, when very senior devotees, Maharajas and all, when they honor the prasad and they keep something in the plate, they will not completely finish the plate. So whatever remains in that plate, that is called Mahaprasad. Okay, that is called remnants. What we get from the Lord is remnants of the Lord, but what we get from this like Maharajas, you know, that is called Maha Maha Prasad. So what he is to do is to watch them. And they, while they were eating also, they were thinking of Krishna. They were not discussing mundane subject matters, or they were not using mobile here and you know, eating like this and all, nothing like that. They were completely focused. So they were all of them, while discussing Krishna conscious topics, they were taking prasad. So then after that, whatever remained in that plate, he would very gently ask their permission. Can I take this Mahaprasad, Mahaprasad of you? Can I take this remnants? He took their permission and they gave him the permission and he took that. Whatever was remaining in the plates of these Bhaktivedantas. So for 4 months they stayed, and then after, because he was listening to all the pastimes, and then after that they left, because only for 4 months they stay at one place and after that they leave, so they left. But after that what happened, one day his mother, a snake bit her and she also expired. Already he didn't have a father, now mother is also not there, only 5 years old. But this boy, he never felt alone. He never cried. He was, because he was so strong with Krishna conscious topics. And that also when he heard from the Bhaktivedanta. So what he did, he just started walking north. Just walking, started walking. So while he was walking, many things came. Like big shops. Like for our terms, like Chroma and all these other malls, and all these malls came in his path. But he was not at all disturbed. He just went walking. He didn't drink anything. He did not eat anything. He was just walking. He went to the north. And when he went over there he saw a lake. So he took little water. He drank. It was fresh water lake. Then he saw one tree over there. He thought, here it is peaceful to meditate. He remembered all the words of this Bhaktivedantas. So he sat below the tree and he completely focused. He closed his eyes and he completely focused on the words of the Bhaktivedantas. And he was trying to meditate on the Lord. And he was, because of his sincerity, you know what happened? I'll just show you, see these pictures also, I'll just show you. See, this is how those Bhaktivedantas, when they were eating, he took prasad from their plate. And then, this is, you see, after they would eat, he would eat. And then, as I said, the snake bit, and then he started walking to the north. The snake bit his mother, and then he started walking north. He went through all forests and jungles and all. See all these places. Then he came and he drank water. And then he sat below the tree for doing meditation. And after some time, what did he see? He saw the Lord in his heart. See? He saw the Lord so beautiful. And he was so happy. But after some time, immediately the Lord disappeared. Then he felt very sad. So he thought, let me do the whole experiment again. So again he sat down and he tried to do all the things what he did previously. He tried to do it again. But what happened? This time the Lord did not come. And that also for a long time. So you know, like he was very sad that, you know, I'm trying to do but still the Lord is not coming. At that time he heard the voice from the spiritual world that you will be able to see the Lord and even assist with the Lord. But for that you have to become pure. You have to become purified. You have to become purified. You have to become completely Krishna conscious. Okay? That is 24 hours think about Krishna. Go to holy places. Serve Krishna and you know chant. Everything be 24 hours Krishna conscious. So then after that he got up and then he was totally engaged in Krishna consciousness and he grew up. He became a man. He went to so many holy places and then so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And one day the time, I mean he became very old, but he was completely thinking of Krishna all the time. He had to leave his body. But at that time also, because he thought about Krishna, he got this transcendental divine body of Narada Muni. So, Shri Narada Muni ki. So, this is how, this is the pastime of Narada Muni. So, one, just show you this pastime, like how he got, see. So, this is how he used to go to the holy places and then when he left his body, he got this transcendental body of Narada. Okay, so this is the third incarnation. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.